Welcome to The Great Sending, Season 6, Episode 6. The honor is to you who believe. The Great Sending is about God's heart for the world beating through you. A series of devotions edited by Will Soans, published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. Season 6 is about the Great Sending nature and culture. Episode 6, The Honor is to You Who Believe, is by the Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7 says, "So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the capstone." Dr. Abijar Baku tells about Jason, a committed Christian who witnessed to a Middle Eastern taxi driver. Jason's witness fell flat. The reason why is important, as God wills the Missio Dei to come to us and go through us to others. Jason failed at his witnessing because he used our normal way of presenting Jesus, that Jesus earned forgiveness for our sins. This is a Jesus we have come to know through regular church attendance and through reading the Bible. There is right and wrong. There is sin and punishment. But thank God, Jesus offers us forgiveness. You are familiar with this way of presenting the gospel because you're a product of Western culture. But the taxi driver, like an increasing number of Americans, see life in terms of shame and honor rather than in terms of sin and forgiveness. In her book, Dare to Lead, Brené Brown writes, "The majority of shame researchers and clinicians agree that the difference between shame and guilt is best understood as the difference between I am bad and I did something bad. Guilt is I did something bad. Shame is I am bad." 1 Peter was written to people who knew shame. Many recipients of the epistle were Jewish Christians. Romans lumped Christians into their snobbery about Jews, judging them a superstitious people with strange customs. When many Jews and Christians refused to participate in some civic functions and revelries, such as sacrifices to the emperor and wild partying, the Romans were suspicious that these strange people were undermining society's common good. Some Christians were lowly slaves. Some were believing wives who flaunted their husband's authority by becoming Christian, which raised eyebrows. And a few of these dishonored believers had rights because they weren't Roman citizens. They knew shame. Shame was an inroad for Peter to encourage these Christians, because their Lord Jesus himself experienced shame. "As you come to him," he writes, "a living stone rejected by man, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Peter wrote, "For it stands in Scripture, 'Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.' So the honor is for you who believe." Do we minimize forgiveness and witness to people from different cultures? No. Shame and honor easily relate to the forgiveness of sin, which indeed is the heart of biblical truth. When we honor God, we'll seek to obey him. When we dishonor God, we'll disobey his commandments. You'll sin and you'll need forgiveness. How rich the fullness of the gospel. Jason discovered that awareness of shame and honor can enhance our faith and our witness to Jesus. So thinking about this, I ask you, has your life as a Christian been spent within the cocoon of one culture? Explain that. Oh, think about this. Forgiveness is foundational, but it doesn't always communicate to others. How should this encourage us to go deeper in Bible study? Oh, and then, in thinking about that shame and honor topics, list some biblical examples of Jesus giving honor instead of shame. Let us pray. Spirit of God, rest upon us so that our faith, more precious than gold which perishes, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Christ Jesus. Amen. This concludes episode number 6. We have one more in season 6 coming up next.